Yes, sir. This is your host, Brandon. And guess what, y'all? You're on the King Me Pod. Listen, if this is your first time listening, man, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you don't feel like we deserve a 5-star, then put a comment down, man. Help a brother out, man. We're trying to put out good contents, and y'all going to help me put out good contents. Another thing, if you can, go on Instagram. We got an Instagram page that's at KingMe_pod, and also check out Facebook too as well. I think that's it. Listen, for everybody listening that being keying in all the time, you realize I'm by myself today. So I'm doing solo, and this is my first time doing it. So make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, let me know how I do and whatnot, man. And another thing, going back to the Instagram, we have a link in the bio that you can probably put anything on there. If you got any questions or you want us to speak about something specifically, or if you want to get on the pod, man, for real, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to extend that invite for anybody who listening, you know what I'm saying. I would love to chat it up with y'all. See your points and everything else. And so, with that being said, because I'm solo, we're going to kind of dive right in. And y'all probably wondering what we're going to be speaking about. Well, what we're going to be speaking about, wait a minute, before I go into any details, have anybody, wait a minute, it all depends if my audience is between 20 and 60, I don't know. Depending on when you was born, I don't know. But it's a song by Michael Jackson. And it goes like, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. Now, there's no gravy. There's no gravy or that like that. But listen, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the man in the mirror. Yeah. I know this is a self-reflection type of episode. So we're going to be diving a little deep. You know what I'm saying? So stay with me. Stay with me. So I'm going to ask y'all a question. What do you see when you look in the mirror? For real now. Being for real. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Now, it all depends if you just got finished coming from the barbershop. You got that fresh cut. Looking in the mirror, depending on if you got a fresh barber like me, they keep you on point, or you don't have a fresh barber and you kind of notice the look crooked. You know, I think that's one of my, at least my son, man, as soon as he get that mirror, man, he like that thing like 90 degrees, like that Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? But no, I ain't talking about no mirror like that, though. When you look in the mirror, I ain't talking about your personal reflection, not, you know what I'm saying, how you look. You remember the movie Lion King? When my freaky hit Simba with the stick, and then he told him to look harder. So this is what I'm asking y'all today, man. What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? This is a self-reflection type of episode, so, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to kind of dive a little deep on that, though. You know what I'm saying? And then when we looking at the mirror, we ain't talking about physical. We talking about the reflection of your character, your choices, and your environment. Yeah, that's what we looking at. You know, I can think of, I'm going to help y'all out. If you're having a hard time just looking in the mirror and seeing certain things about yourself, I'm going to give you an example, man. Thinking about myself before I started this journey of healing and really looking deep and within myself, you know what I'm saying, holding myself accountable, you know what I'm saying, this before them days. So I used to hear certain things, man, when I was in my 20s, especially dealing with women, you know what I'm saying. I was a liar, a cheater, a manipulator, I wasn't loyal, you know what I'm saying. Another thing, for my granddaddy, you know what I'm saying? I remember borrowing some money from my granddaddy, and I told him I was going to pay him back that Friday. Well, that Friday got here, I ain't paying him back. I said, well, granddad, I called him that Friday. I said, granddaddy, can I pay you back next week? He said, son, your word is bond. Your word is supposed to be bond. Like, you can't switch up like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, you can't keep your word. You said you was going to pay me back today, and you didn't. So I couldn't even hold my word, man. But then even with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was so easy to point fingers of the reason why, you know what I'm saying, I didn't kept my word. Or even, you know what I'm saying, with dating women, you know what I'm saying? When I was a cheater, you know what I'm saying? I felt like being transparent, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I came from a generation of men who love women, you know what I'm saying? And I was even taught, you know what I'm saying, nothing about, you know, listen, we ain't going to fall in love or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Just have fun. You know, sow your wild oats, which I did, and that created a whole line of habits. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother story for a whole different day, man. I ain't really want to dive deep, but you get the point, right? Like, that's who I was. That's what I seen when I look into the mirror, you know what I'm saying? And oftentimes, to be real, I didn't even know if, you know what I'm saying, I was going through some of these things. I know I didn't kind of broke women hard. I didn't pay back my bill, pay people back like I said I was going to pay them back. I was a liar, all this stuff. But honestly, I ain't really realized that, you know what I'm saying, until I met my wife, and she was my mirror. You know what I'm saying? She was so good at just showing the mirror up. You know what I'm saying? When I'm coming at her, deflecting. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time she said something about me, I used to deflect. I was good at deflecting, man. You know what I'm saying? But man, she seen right through that, to be honest. And then my kids, you know what I'm saying, they became my mirror too. You know what I'm saying? And how they became my mirror was like certain things. My son, right, as he was getting older, you know what I'm saying, I started to see certain things that he was doing, you know what I'm saying, and certain things he used to say. And I ain't like it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was that personal mirror for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, dad, is that me? Like, my wife said, yeah, who you think you get it from? I said, nah, you can't, ain't no way, you know what I'm saying? But that was the truth, though, you know what I'm saying? I was ready to kind of point fingers, man. So with that being said, man, we're going to take it to the next level with this right here. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at our character. Now, character. I'm going to ask you a question. Who are you when no one is watching? Yeah, I know. I'm going to give you a little moment for you to think about it. Who are you when no one's watching? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's matter. Character. Short definition of character, man. It's the sum of our actions, our values, and integrity. Yeah. The sum of our actions, values, and integrity. So as a man, you a man of action? Do you have values? You keep your word, integrity, do you? That's for real. That's a question to think about. Because honestly, and I can keep going on and on about this, man, but the reason why we talking about this is because us men, we are needed in this society for a time like this, man. For real. All the gun violence we see, all the women, you know what I mean? All the men who creating broken homes by having kids from different women, you know what I'm saying, and abandon them. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's the reason why I want to talk about character right now for this moment. Who are you when nobody's watching? You know what I'm saying? For real. I really want us to reflect on that. And if you don't, I can't say this. If you are a person who did the self-reflection, who did the work, man, that's good for you. Good for you. Kudos to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I know you know somebody in your circle, a family member, who kind of falling short in this area. You know what I'm saying? And we just need to get to the point where we can kind of help lift and help build each other up, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to start with our character, man. Like, what people see, not only what do you do behind closed doors. And a lot of times, oftentimes, a lot of people in our family, if you got kids or you got a spouse or a significant other, you know what I'm saying? They see that side of you too, you know what I'm saying? And then the world probably sees something totally different, you know what I'm saying? Because oftentimes, we always like to perpetrate who we are in the public, you know what I'm saying? For likes and views, or for people to think we this type of person, but we really ain't. Cause behind closed doors, man, the people that matters in our life don't even see us that way. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we gonna keep going with this thing, man. We gonna keep going with it. And oftentimes, we like to play the blame game. Do y'all know, are y'all connected with anybody who avoid taking care, taking responsibility to their actions? Man, that's a real thing right there. Because I got some family members, they avoid responsibility, and oftentimes their responsibility fall on you, if depending on y'all relationship. You know what I'm saying? And that's a problem. That's a real life problem. That's the reason why we're really talking about it right now. Because that's a problem. And I know this ain't your typical podcast episode where we kind of joking around and, you know what I'm saying, and making fun of certain stuff, man. But this is the King Me Pod, man. We talking about building up kings, right? That's what we doing. That's what we in the business of doing. You know what I'm saying? Building up kings. Building up men of action, values, and integrity, again, character. That's what we're doing. So with that being said, man, like, going back to, do you have any family members or you know anybody who don't take responsibility to action? And I do. I personally do. You know what I'm saying? I got a family member like to play the blame game, point fingers, giving excuses why you kind of want, you know what I'm saying, they make the type of decision that they make, which is frustrating, you know what I'm saying, to hear, you know what I mean? And again, those the people I would say you would want to stay away from. You know what I'm saying? Men who don't want to take responsibility of their actions. I want to say that. You know what I'm saying? Depending on y'all relationship or whatnot, I would say it depends on your relationships, y'all relationship. But sometimes some people, you know, some family members we can't really get rid of, man. And sometimes you got to love them in life. And if you're not there to do that, then, yeah, like, you got to love them from a distance. You know what I'm saying? But I would say this. We got to start realizing that this generational reoccurrence that we have, that certain things that we do, you know what I'm saying, we really got to stop using that as a crutch. Yeah, we got to start using that as a crutch, man. We got to throw away that crutch. We got to throw away them excuses. You know what know what I'm saying? We got to look in that mirror. You know what I'm saying? And going back to like what I was saying about my the mirror, who my wife, how she was that mirror for me. She seen a lot of things, a lot of habits that I used to do. And some things I have gotten better with, you know what I'm saying? How, like for instance, deflecting. I'm getting better with that, you know what I'm saying? Lying, like I'm getting better with that too, you know what I'm saying? But she was that mirror for me, right? And I kind of was, you know, while I'm talking, I'm thinking, man, she actually made me a better man by holding me accountable. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe that she recognized the king in me. You know what I'm saying? And she almost demanded me in such a way to be better, call me, you know what I'm saying? To step into that role, you know what I'm saying? But because before then, I was just, you know, I wasn't there. Thank God that she had grace. You know what I'm saying? Thank God she had grace. Know what I mean? Because I came a long way. But that's why I get ready to say, who in your circle are you connected with is holding you accountable, man? Who physically, not literally physically, but who holding that mirror up to you? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a second to think about that. Because a lot of times we look at people who hold us accountable that they don't love us, man. That they don't love us, you know what I'm saying? Why they always, you know what I'm saying, they be blowing you, always saying certain things. You know, actually, they challenging you. They challenging you to be better. And they see greatness in you. You know what I'm saying? And in order for us to get to the next level, man, we first got to take inventory. And that inventory is the people in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like I know, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy to kind of change your habits, you know what I'm saying? Or even trying to do better, especially if you've been used to doing things a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's not easy. Let's be real. If it was easy, everybody been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Or you're a narcissist and you feel like, nah, they need to change. I'm good over here. You know what I'm saying? And that's a whole nother topic, dealing with narcissists. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think being a narcissist is too bad. You know what I'm saying? If you pointing fingers at somebody else about they need to change and you good, that's a problem. But let's look at the people that really actually holding us accountable. You know what I'm saying? Our environment, looking at our environment as a mirror. Who and what surrounds you? Do your friends, family, or surrounding reflect the person you claim to be? Huh? For real. The people that you connected with, you surround yourself, do they reflect the person you claim to be? Like, I say I'm a king, and I surround myself with peasants. Am I actually a king, and I surround myself with peasants, people who think and Lord and that, you know what I'm saying? Listen. And again, I hope nobody don't feel no type of way about this. And I ain't saying peasants is in a way where it's ridiculing, pointing down in that person. You know what I'm saying? But as kings, man, we got to surround ourselves with other kings too as well. Like, every king in modern, I ain't even say modern history, in the history, let's go back to like Pharaoh, like Egyptian days. I guarantee you they ain't having no mediocre people surrounding them. You know what I'm saying? They giving guidance in pursuing that land, pursuing whatever they trying to pursue. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have certain type of people around you in your circle that going to hold you accountable. Again, talking about that mirror. Yeah. We talking about that mirror. So, your influence of your environment on your mindset and growth is very important. It's very important. Do you like what you see around you? What does that say about you? Like right now, your current circle right now, your environment where you at right now. Do you like what you see? Because again, like I keep going back to, it's that mirror. You know what I'm saying? That's the reflection of the mirror you built. You know what I'm saying? That's, you built that. So you feel some type of way, then good. Guess what? Once you feel, like, as you listen to this right here, this kind of hopefully is challenging you to, okay, I don't like what I see. I wanna do something different. You know what I'm saying? I want to change some stuff up. Again, like I said earlier, man, change ain't easy. You know what I mean? Change is, ain't something that, it take a whole lot of mental strength, man, and shredding. You know what I'm saying? To change even a habit. And they say 21 days, take 21 days to form a habit. But I honestly think it take longer than that. I really do. So again, man, we kind of breaking this thing down, man. And hopefully I'm not beating the audience up too much. You know what I'm saying? Because listen, as I'm talking and going through this, like, it challenging me too as well. You know what I'm saying? To be better. Do better. You know what I'm saying? Change my environment up. You know what I mean? Change my mindset. You know what I'm saying? So, we talk about a good bit of things. I think we went through character, point fingers, our environment as a mirror. And we're going to take a little slight route to fatherhood and influence. Looking at our roots. And this right here, I ain't want to spend too much time on, because this right here, it's personal. You know what I'm saying? How much of our reflection is shaped by our fathers? Now, that's a heavy question, even for me. Man, I'm gonna be transparent right now. It's kind of early on in my marriage. It's going through some stuff within my marriage, and my wife made a comment that shook the core of my soul. And this was real simple, but it said a lot. It said it. And I guess it was like the reflection of how I felt about my father. You know what I'm saying, during that time. And she said, "You just like your daddy." I said, that made me feel some type of way, man. You know what I'm saying? During them times. It made me feel some type of way. Because during those times, me and my dad ain't really had a great relationship. We have a great relationship now. You know what I'm saying? But during those times, we ain't had a great relationship. And the way I felt about him, I didn't want to be like him. You know what I'm saying? Just being completely transparent. I did. But the truth of the matter is, people, that I was him. I really was. Oh, everything I done, you know what I'm saying? It was, and hate is such a strong word, but this is really how I felt growing up. Like, I hated him. But then I grew up to be him. You know what I'm saying? In every way possible. And I was so in denial of that, man. Even when my wife said it, like, I was so in denial of that. Like, ain't no, nah. That's a lie. But it shook the core of me, man. Like, especially when I went on this trip. I went on this trip And this truck, it was a Christian, how can I put it? It was a Christian truck though, you know what I'm saying? It was it was like almost a Christian boot camp in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And I got it from this book by Jason Wilson. It's an excellent author, man. If y'all don't know Jason Wilson, man, y'all look him up. Jason Wilson. He got this book. His first book he wrote, Cry Like a Man. And listen, everybody I didn't send the book to, introduce the book to, man, like, man, I ain't try to cry, you know what I'm saying? But in the back of the book, it had like sponsors and stuff like that, man. And one of the sponsors was this nonprofit group called Edge Venture. And I don't know what made me do it though, you know what I'm saying? During that time, man, I had wanted to do something different anyway, but I end up putting in the online, got online, look it up, and I book a trip. It was in Michigan. Went to Michigan, solo trip. And I went on this trip, man. This is when I realized, like, some of my actions, everything I done, like, concerning my father. And I can't go into too much details, man, about Edge Venture, because I signed a little waiver saying that we can't go in details, but we had a specific exercise, man, and I had to relive certain things concerning my childhood. And it was a group of people, you know what I'm saying? It was like they broke us up in groups, like six people or whatnot. But anyway, they broke us up, and one of the things that we had to do was we had to relive some of our tragic moments, right? And I had spoken some stuff, and then what they did was they react the moments that they had some actors to reenact the situation during my childhood. Man, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like, I had broke down. I had so many different emotions and everything else, man. And I was crying, I was angry. And they had a punching bag, man. I literally almost broke my fist into the punching bag. You know what I'm saying? Cause I had so much emotions, a lot of stuff that I had dug deep and within me. You know what I'm saying? But that's when the day I realized, like, man, there's two things, you know what I'm saying? Me, going back to what my wife said, I am just like my father. And the second thing is, like, I want to be better. Like, that's when the first thing was I really agree, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was. So really, I had took accountability of some of the things I'd done. Or what my wife was saying. And the second thing is, that's when the change come. That's when I was like, I got to be better because I got a son. You know what I'm saying? But that was one of the first things. And also I realized that me and my dad needed some healing. You know what I'm saying? I had needed some healing from some of my trauma. And that's a whole nother topic, healing from trauma from your past. And again, man, some of this stuff might sound, when y'all hear this, when y'all actually hear this, man, it gonna sound like if you ain't used to doing some self-reflection, you know what I'm saying? It gonna sound like, nah, I ain't trying to feel that. But listen, man, it's needed though. You know what I'm saying? Like you can still cry and be a man at the same time now. Like, ain't no rule saying you can't. You know what I'm saying? You can still defend your family and still be, you know what I'm saying, man, aggressive, you know what I'm saying? You know, or you can still be calm and still, you know what I'm saying, be like, when I think about somebody being calm, I think about Mike Tyson, man. Listen, where Mike Tyson at right now, like he almost turned into a philosophy. Like, this man, like, he got a beautiful mind, like so much stuff. You think, like, how does a person that want to kill you turned to like a beautiful soul though? But guess what? He turned to that beautiful soul, but he's still a man, because ain't nobody gonna come up and approach Mike Tyson. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So sometimes looking at our reflection of people who we was connected to in our family, sometimes that can be your mirror too. Man, listen, we in the business, we in the place now in history that we can break generational cycles and not use them as an excuse. We really can, man. But it's going to take you, though, you know what I'm saying, to do the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can go through all this, you know what I'm saying, talk through all everything. But, man, like, you're going to have to put them boxing gloves on, go in that in your bathroom, look in the mirror, and sit there and stare at yourself and go to war. You know what I'm saying? You got to love yourself just that much. You know what I'm saying? Love your family. Love your family enough to do that. Go to war, man. Be a better you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be like your father. You know what I'm saying? Or the men that you seen coming up, you know what I'm saying, in your family. You ain't got to be that. You can be better. I guarantee you, there's somebody out there that somebody watching right now. It could be a nephew, be a cousin. They look up to you right now. You know what I'm saying? That's who you do it for, man. If you can't find no inspiration, if you ain't having any kids, that's who you do it for. It's somebody looking, it's somebody depending on you to change right now. For real. So I ask, are you becoming the man you needed growing up? That's a deep question. Are you becoming the man you needed growing up? I want you to think on that. Y'all think on that, for real. I'm sitting here thinking on that too. I can say yeah. It took a little minute. It took a whole lot of minute because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't broke people's hearts. I didn't lie and all types of stuff, man. And hopefully they forgave me. You know what I'm saying? At this point stage anyway, they probably should have been moving on. So last point, man. We changing the reflection what we see. I want to challenge every listener right now to take personal inventory of their character and their environment. I want y'all to kind of, you know, take a moment to think about some of this stuff. Hopefully it's resonating within your soul. It's challenging you to be better. That's my goal today for this episode. It's to challenge all the men who listening to be better. We got to be better, man. Because the world, the kids, the young man, they need us to be. I was reading this book, man, Dr. Miles Monroe. And I can't think of the book that what it is, but it gonna come to me in a little bit. But Dr. Miles Monroe said some stuff, man, that the world, what we see now, If we got a problem, and I find it. The name of the book is by Dr. Miles Monroe is Understanding the Purpose and Power of Men. Understanding the Purpose and Power of Men. Listen, this book challenged everything about me. There's another book too, also like that really challenged me. But in this book, he says something about the men, the world we see today. Right now is because the men, us men, allowed it to. Because he was saying that the foundation of this world, man, was, you know what I'm saying, built by a man. Men, we are creators in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we are in a position where we can change the world what we see. But guess what it's going to start with? Gonna start with us, man. That's self-reflection. And I know, like, everybody you want to be selfish and just be like concerned about yourself, man. But God created us to be selfless, man. For real. God created us to be selfless. You know what I'm saying? You can't just think about you. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about your kids, kids, kids. You know what I'm saying? Generations. And if you ain't got kids, you got to think about just the origin of you. Like, your bloodline. Like, your cousin, your nephew. You know what I'm saying? Like, or somebody that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, you just never know who watching you, though. You know what I'm saying? So this right here, it gonna take intentional changes. And it's just small stuff to get there, right? Small little stuff, man. Like, small habits. Changing small things. Over time, listen, you can make, over the course of a year, you know how much a difference that you'll make by changing your small habits, changing your circle. If you don't have that type of circle, that people that are going to challenge you. And the last thing, taking personal accountability, personal inventory of your life. You know what I'm saying? Doing some self-reflection. You ain't got to do every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can meet with yourself every 2 weeks. Like, am I better than I was 2 weeks ago? Something real small. Yeah. So I hope everybody, you enjoy this particular episode. And I ain't want to be long with y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I hope y'all enjoy this, man. Make sure you check out the Instagram page at Kimi_podcast. Also on Facebook too as well. We always do this. We air every Thursday on all podcast platforms. So you can kind of reach at us. You can listen to us like every Thursday. And if you haven't listened to us, make sure you go back and visit them other episodes too as well. And you find anything you resonate with, do a brother a favor. Do your brother a favor, man. Share it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave y'all with this. The quote of the day. The mirror never lies. What you see is what you built. The question is, do you like the reflection staring back at you? And guess what, y'all? This is Kimi Pod. And we out. Peace.